Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Zayin, and we had learned yesterday the Mishnah at the close of the Shir about the din of a Shchiv Meira and the nature of Umdana, in which we are able to define a situation by indications. Sometimes those indications are absolutely clear, in which case perhaps everyone would be made in the furthest reaches of such Umdana. For instance, the case of a guy who's being taken out to a firing squad and says Kitvu, everybody agreed to that. But then we had the other questions. What happens if he doesn't say anything at all? What happens if the indication is not 100% Barur? So we went yesterday to discover who would be the author of a Mishnah, either Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, depending on the Machlokas, or Reb Shimon Shezuri. But in any event, the Mishnah asserted that if there's an indication that this man is not clear that he's going to be dying, and therefore he is giving away things now and keeps something for himself in case he survives, and that means that if he survives, he still intended to give the gift. And this was the last thing that we had learned. We're up to now the third line up, the last line on the word, in Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beit, Man Tana Lada Tana Rabbana. So who then would be the author of this bright? Hareshayacho Le Umutal Bamita. A man is ill, and he's lying in bed, and actually this is brought lahalocha. We talk about a shchiv mera. It's not stam that he's ill, but that he's at a point in which he's been in bed, has no keach to get up, his entire body is weakened. That's what's considered to be a shchiv mera. He may know that he's terminally ill, but not be ill at this point. And then that wouldn't have a din of a shchiv mera. The omrulot. So they asked him while he's in this state, Nechasecha lemi, who should your property go to? And the guy says, Mamarlem, I used to believe I had a son. Now that my son is gone, I guess Leploni. Suppose it was a cholebemita and they said Nechasav lemi and he said, I had hopes that my wife was pregnant after all these years. I'm not going to have anybody leave the money to. Then it turns out that his wife was pregnant. Or that his son actually ended up being alive. So no doubt she is lo ben. In that case, ain matana to matana. Why? Because it appears that he would only have given, even though he didn't say I'm giving it out tonight. But it would appear he's only giving the gift under these circumstances. Would you say that that's also going, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, who holds that we're ready to take an umdana even to that extent? Or would you say that maybe others could agree with this? V'lo rabbanan? Well, no, of course not. Afilu teimu rabbanan. Well, I don't understand what the comparison is. The guy makes this whole statement. Well, I used to believe. You have to say that for me. Isn't that statement the equivalent of a Tanai itself? I mean, so Tanai, everybody is Moda. So this was this is not the case of Reb Shimon, who says that he hears that his son died and then he gives his property away, but he doesn't indicate at the time that he's giving his property away that it has something to do with the fact that his son died. But over here he said that. So here, of course, is the Gemara Filate Marabonon. The word domeani, etc., shiny. Obviously, that creates now a clarity that everybody would be made is the equivalent of a tanai. Actually, for the kari lamai kari, what kind of crazy question was that? But why would you even consider that this should be the equivalent case of Shimon ben Manasseh, where he never said anything about it? Doesn't even look the same. No, what I was asking was he's not saying this is the reason that I'm doing it. He's listing the pain that he's feeling b'chlal about his life. You know, I used to believe I had a son. I always dreamt that my property would go to a child. I don't have a son. My property won't go to my child because anyway I need to give it because the mafia's after me, whatever. There's no indication that one is a condition necessary for the other. So maybe it's really only Reb Shimon ben Manasseh who holds that the likelihood is sufficient and it's not conditional. Kamashman, that's why we need to tell you, no, it's not true. That would be actually the equivalent of a Tanai, even a Libet Rabbanu Raga and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Omer Bizera Omer Rav, this whole Mesechta, we've been involved in this idea of the concept of a Shchiv Mera. where do we learn such a din from, that it's possible to give over something b'dibur b'yalma? We shouldn't need a kinyan. It seems to run counter to everything that we know about the nature of kinyonim in the Torah. So where do we see such a thing? Minayin l'shchiv mira she'im in ha-Torah. Alamaisa Tosfos says, and many other Rishonim agree with him, that even this lashon does not really mean it's d'oraita. It means, where do we see an esmachta? And it does bring indications in other places that this is the case. There are Rishonim who hold that it's a machloket here in the Gemara about whether it really is d'oraita. But let's, in either event, whether we're looking for a pasuk that makes it miniraita, that gives us a smichut miniraita, according to Ritva, every smichut miniraita is an indication that there is interested in such an end when circumstances warrant. It's just not being mitzvah you. So it would be the pasuk. It says, v'ha'avartem et nachalato levito. Now, what is the need for that? Couldn't it said simply, ish ki amutu ben en lo, nachalato levito. But if you say v'avartem et nachalato levito, so it's introducing a new mechanism that's called Ha'avara. So that is introduced. Why is it important to us? Because it's coming to tell me that that mechanism can be used to achieve something similar to this. And that's a Matna Shchimira, where essentially you're giving a tzava and being Mahavir. You say, what's the mechanism? Ha'avara. So Yesh Lecha, Ha'avara. There's another avara, cheret, shikazo, that will achieve the same thing as the Torah's avara of the nachala to the bat. Ve'ezo, zomandat shchimera. That's the point, this is zomandat shchimera.
But the avarta also goes just by speech?
No, the avarta in the Torah does it, the Mishnah. The pasuk is not talking about anything at all. But it's indicating that the Torah is utilizing a mechanism that can be duplicated. Where would I duplicate that mechanism? By speaking. Here it's automatic. There's no son, it goes to the daughter. Nobody needs to speak. But by introducing the mechanism, here it's teaching me that such a mechanism could exist in other circumstances. And we've seen all along that the idea of a matna shchiv mira is an analog to the concept of Yerusha. So if the makor would be d'oraita, we'd have to find it in the dinim of Yerusha. Where do we find something that stands out as being different than a normal Yerusha? The Havartem. We're going to see the Gemara is going to end up being Mak Bedavka, the difference of Havartem. So that means that there's some aspect of Yerusha that is duplicatable. For all intents and purposes, you're giving Yerusha, even though you're not really. So it boils down to the ultimate Matana Michaim, so to speak. Reb Nachman, on the other hand, he quotes the other aspect of the pasuk. He says that Omar Rabba Bar Avua, that the din is bihacha, since it says v'imein lo bat untatem, the next pasuk, the next stage. And what if there's no bat? Untatem et nachlato le'echav. I'd say untatem. You're just saying v'imein lo bat nachlato le'echav. So therefore, it must be that yesh chaditina acheret shikazo. There's an equivalent nitina. And that is the Matna Shchiv Mira. There's something wrong with Vahavartem. It seems like a better raya. Rav Nachmai Taima Lo Amar Me Vahavartem. No, because remember, the Shita, which was the Shita of Rebbe, that Havartem is the Makor of the Din of the Yerusha Sabal, because of the fact that that way there could be a Havara Mishavet Vashavet. So therefore, he says, no, Havartem I need. Ahumi Boyle Likid Rabbi. The Tanya Rabbi Omer Bechulan Neem Rabbi Em Nitina. You'll notice that throughout the parasha of Nachalot, the word that's used is always to give. Untatem, untatem. All of a sudden, when it comes to a bat, it says Vahavartem. Why does it say Vahavartem? Because Ein Lecha Shemavir Nachalam Yishevet Leshevet El Abat. There is no place else where there could be a Havara. So how can there be a Havara? Must be because Benahu Ba'alai or Shimota. So therefore, if she ends up inheriting now from her father, as the case would be here, Vavartem and Nachtolavi, where there's no sons, if she were married to someone from a different Shevet, so then it'll turn out that that becomes now a Havara to her Baal, because when she is Nifteret, so the money goes, the property goes to Ba'ala. You see from here that the Baal is Yorich. Therefore, I can only darshan it from the extra word, nitina. So, and why did Rabbi Zera hold that you have to go to vahavartem? Why indeed not use matnat shchiv mina? You say, v'menetatem? because urche de krohu. Torah will, you can't ask a question. Why do you say notatem? Why don't you just say nachalato le echav? That's not the way the Torah ever speaks. It always, or very often, inserts a verb. And we don't darsh in the verb. Just because there was another verb that's inferred as a mikra katsar. You're not going to say that every pasuk should be mikra katsar. If it is, we say, okay, fine. But we don't look for why it's an extra word. Basha'inkin, the vahav artem, is extremely striking. Because it's completely different than any word that has been used before. Mamela, since I know Rebbe's din from elsewhere, so I don't need vahav artem for that. Mamela must be to give me a new mechanism called havara through matnas shkimira. Menashe bar Yirmiyahu amar mihocha. He says, take a look at the actual events. By Amim Ahim, Chalach Hizkiyahu Lamut. So Hizkiyahu became very ill, so he was a Shkimera. Vayavo elav Yashayahu ben Amot Hanavi. Vayomer elav ko amar Hashem, Tzav leveitcha ki meita tavalot tichyeh. You shall give a tzava'ah. What's a tzava'ah worth? You should say, to take care of your final effects here, make kinyonim, write out contracts, we're telling me tzav leveitcha. Since when does a tzav have any impact? Must be that it's mitzavah bi'alma. So you see that a matna shchiv mira, which is essentially this type of tzavah, has actual legal implications. Rami bar Yecheskel amar mi'acha says v'achitofel ra'ah ki lo ne'esta atzato. So when he realized that he had lost the game because they weren't following his instructions, so he decided to commit suicide. So v'yachbosh et achamor v'yelech el beito aliro v'yitzav el beito v'yechanek. So apparently, b'tzava'a bi'alma, he was able to dispose of his effects. So therefore you see that there is such a thing as a tzava'a bi'alma. Since he's going now, that's why we bring this as a raya. He knows that he's about to die. So memela becomes now the equivalent of shchiv mira. Mashenkit stam achola, somebody's committing suicide, knows he's going to die. Stam achola is always hopeful, you know, unless he loses the ability to hope. Not because of his mind, but because of his body, he's ill. So he can't, over here, he's basically lost hope because he knows what's coming. So it comes down to the same issue. Okay, so these now show us that it's possible to achieve the equivalent of a nachala with what we call matnat shchiv mira, no kinyonim necessary. Says the Gemara, once we're on the topic, Tanur Rabbanan, shlosha dvarim tziva achitofel et banav. With three things that he gave over as his last moral will and testament. And this is because he saw that he lost. So the first thing he said, al tiyu b'machloket. Don't get involved in the machloket as I did. Va'al timredu b'machloket Beit David. Don't attempt a merida on Beit David because it's not going to work. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesakel atzato. And, which is also part of the story of Ben David, Yom Tov Shel Atzeret Barur, if Shavuos has good weather, Ziru Chitim, which is, of course, the Shulchan, Melachim, Shtelechim, it's all about David. Mar Zutra Amar, it didn't say Barur, it said Balul, the guy's from China. So that's how you pronounce it. And of course, Balul means that it's cloudy, not that it's clear. So, I mean, that's a question. What's your accent over here? So it says the Gemara, the truth is that it isn't really a machlokes. It isn't really a machlokes. I'm not a doyv shveder b'Yakov. What it means is lo barur barur mamash, velo balul balul mamash. In other words, it means it's good weather. Good weather could be either it's clear, it's a beautiful day, or it could mean it's a cloudy day, but it's ruach tzvonik b'nashafto. There's a fresh wind that is blowing out of the north, which ultimately is going to clear up the skies and so on, and it feels like a great day. That's also called Barur. Omalei Rav Abel or Rav Ashi. I don't know about you guys, but Anana, the Rav Yitzchak bar Avidim, when it comes to for us to determine what to do about the weather of the year in terms of our agricultural decisions and what it is we're going to plant, we don't look to Achitofel's advice. We actually follow Rav Yitzchak bar Avidim. The Omalei Rav Yitzchak bar Avidim, forget about Atzeret, which is Shavuos. Go to Atzeret, which is Shmini Atzeret. So Matzah Yom Tov Achrut Shel Chag, what you do, everybody would be Tzofim. La Ashan HaMa'aracha. Now the Ashan HaMa'aracha, even though we say one of the Nisim was that the wind never blows away the Ashan HaMa'aracha, that's true, but it can be bent in different directions. So it points in different directions. And therefore, it became now a simen, where you have nataklapei tzafon. Let's say you have the Ashan HaMaraka is turned to the north, which means the sun is, the wind is coming out of the south. So then, aniyim are smechim, and balei batim are atzuvim. V'shekishvei shana merubim, uperot markivim. This makes the poor happy. Why? Because since there's going to be a lot of rain, too much rain, it's going to mean that the air will be damp and that they can't store the grain to maintain high prices artificially by putting into storehouses. So they're very happy. The Ashirim are not too happy about that because they love manipulating the prices. Okay? If you have Gishmeshan Murumim, Perot or Markivim, they're going to wrap the Perot. If it's Natakla Pedarom, if the wind is coming out of the north, which causes the Ashana Maracha to be tipped towards the south, so then the Aniyim are unhappy, and the Baalei Batim are happy, because that's an indication of having sufficient rain, sufficient for planting and so on, but not over much rain, which means that there won't be damp weather. If there's no damp weather, you could store the grain a long time. So since the Gishmei Shana are Muatim, the Perot are Mishtamrin, and then the prices are going to go up, which makes the rich people happy and the poor people poorer. Natakrapi Mizrach. Suppose now the wind is blowing out of the west, and so the Ashana Maracha points east. Then Akosmechim, because that's already the rain the way you would want it, which gives you a lot of Perot, and also it's constantly available. If it's Klapei Ma'arav, then there's mamish, a drought. There's a drought because the wind is coming out of the east. So then Hakol Atzuvim, because then there's not even enough for agriculture. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, it says exactly the opposite. Ramini, Mizrachit lo'olam yafa, that a ruach that comes out of the east, which means that it would be being pushing the Ashana Ma'aracha towards the west, it's li'olam yafa. That's always great. We just read that's always terrible. Everybody's miserable. Which way is it? And here it says that the other way, if the wind is out of the west, which runs up as being mizrach, that's always bad. We just said just the opposite. Ruach tzvonit, if the wind is blowing out of the north, so then it's yafa lechitim, b'shashe v'yushlish. That's good if the grain, this starts after the grain is already matured, basically one-third, it doesn't require a lot of water at that point. So then this is a good sign because it's not going to rot, it's going to have just enough water. But it's not good for zeitim at the time that they're just blossoming because they need a lot of water at the time. This is a sign that you're not going to get a lot of water. Ruach dromit, on the other hand, if the wind is blowing out of the south, that's kasha lechitim. At that point, since it doesn't need water, it's not good for them. And it's yafalazetim bisharashinatsu. It's good for the olives if the olives have already started blossoming. This is easy to see because the simen to this is that the shulchan in the Mishkan, which is the Beit Adin, the Migdash, which is the Beit Tfilah, is the mocker of the dinim. So the Shulchan is always in the north. The menorah is in the south. And the Shulchan needs chitim. And the menorah needs zeitim. So then that means, ha'im arbedidei, v'ha'im arbedidei. So you can see which one the wind coming out for is good. It's easy to remember with this simon. But in any event, you just reversed it. That's not a problem. It depends where you live, obviously. Lokasha, ha'lan, v'ha'lu. Depends if you live in Eretz Yisrael or if you live in Bavel. So because, indeed it's true, it's a lot of water. So that's excellent for Eretz Yisrael, but in Bavel, where the ground is overly damp in the beginning, you want it to be dry. So something that's good for Eretz Yisrael is bad for Bavel. Something that's good for Bavel, where it's going to dry out things so that things will not rot, then that's bad for Eretz Yisrael. But the idea is the same. Tanya Abba Sholom Er Yom Tov Shalatzeret Barur Simen Yafa L'Chol Hashana Kula. If you got a good day on Shavuos, you have a good year. Omer Reb Zvi, there's also a simen in Rosh Hashanah. Hayuma Kama Dereshata, if you have on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, weather that is Chamim, so then Kula Shata Chamim. If you have weather that is chilly, karira, it's a simen for the year. Kula shata karira. L'may naf kamina, I mean, what is this? It sounds like a bunch of superstition. I mean, what is it supposed to have any application? L'tfilato shel kohen gadol. It's not for the groundhog. The kohen gadol has to know how to be mispalos. He has to have an indication on the day exactly what it is that he's supposed to do. So he's going in a Yom Kippurim to define the tefillas of the Shana. So Mamela, he should know if it's going to be a hot year. So we talk about that. Im shechuna, gishuma, and so on, right? So what do you have to make it tonight? He has to, better he should know. The Shana is going to be shechuna, so we need extra gishuma, and so on. Rava Omer of Nachman, I don't know what you guys are going crazy trying to find the raya that there's the raita for Shlimira. Shlimira is a drabon and biyama, I understand. It's an obvious takana that was made. There is no makor in the Torah for Shlimira. All of those psukim, very nice. It depends how you learn. If you learn that everybody else was tining, that there is smachtot. So he's even saying it's not a smachtot. So you'd have to say all of those psukim, according to him, indeed are referring to tzavaot, but not tzavaot of property. Right? So there would be basically tzavaot of moral tzavaot. You know, people collect these things, moral wills. That must be what it's referring to. And the reason for it, making the takana shchimera, is the obvious one. Shema titarev da'ato alav. Since a person is in extremis, and the need to talk to a lawyer will clearly do him in, so therefore we were koveya that he should be able to achieve what he wants to achieve by mira bi'alma. But it's true, it's a remarkable chidush. Reb Nachman was the one who said that. Yom Reb Nachman, okay, I thought Reb Nachman was the one who said that af agav di alma shmuel hamocher shtar kov l'chaveiro v'chazaru makalom makhul. He was the one who tined that even though normally the halacha is like shmuel, and Shmuel says, a remarkable thing that we've spoken about many times, somebody sells a shtar chov. All that he's doing, you can't sell a loan. There's no such thing as selling a loan, because a loan is not an entity. The money isn't here. You could sell the rights to collect a loan if there's a contract that is a lien. So then you're selling an instrument of collection. Okay, but it's an instrument of collection of what? Of a loan. So who owns the loan? Well, me. I still own the loan. I only sold you the right of collection. So if I go ahead now and I meichel the loan, so you still have your right of collection, except you don't have any loan to collect for it. So now it's worthless. So now you have a lien that can't ever be used, because you come into the court, okay, I have a lien. A lien for what? For this loan. This loan doesn't exist. The guy was meichel the loan. Yeah. Not bad, huh? He could split the profits. Exactly. We know what this did to the markets recently, right? So, Lemaise, okay, there's a question whether this has, if you're doing it in the Garmi, can you collect? I mean, that's something else. But in terms of the mechanics of it, forget about the Hezek. That's a different issue. How does he recover his money? But it works. Now, what's important to us is not this. This has nothing to do with our sugya. But what Reb Nachman said is that even though Shmuel said that's the halacha, if, and the din is, he said, afilu yoresh mocha. Not even the guy, because if the guy dies who owned the loan, so as in all cases, is Yorshim owned the loan. So if the Yorshim are mocha the loan, so they're also undoing the person's ability to utilize the lien that he purchased from the father, because it's now a lien against a non-existent loan. So therefore, he's mocha as a yoresh as well. But, and here's the important thing, says Reb Nachman, but, modesh mu'el, in the Tanobim, and not shchimira, how does that make sense? If it was given as a shchivmira, so then you can't be mochana. If you tell me that a shchivmira is diorite, what does that mean when I say shchivmira diorite? That it is a form of Yerusha. If you're telling me it's a form of Yerusha, so then the Yoresh is him. So who can be mochana the loan? He wants to be mochana the loan, that's his business, but it's his loan now. In the same way that you can't sell a loan, but you can give a Yerusha of a loan, so here too, a shchivmira is a new thing called the defining of a Yerusha by the person who's the Morish. It's an amazing idea. So, I mean, we're used to it in civil society. They think that a testator is the one who defines the Yerusha. By us, Torah defines the Yerusha, except for Matna Shchivmira. That would be the way we would understand it. But if you're telling me that Reb Nachman is saying, Elayi Amr Drabonani, Reb Nachman is claiming that a shchivmira is nothing but a typical kinyan, except that we view it as an absolute gemiras das and pretend that a kinyan has already been achieved. So if a kinyan was achieved, it was achieved the way every kinyan is achieved. So if it was achieved, you can't sell anything but the lien. So then why would Shmuel be meida that in that case the yoreish cannot be meifel? I don't understand. So if it's only derabbanan, and then ha'amai ino yochol limchol, that's not a kasha. You misunderstood. Reb Nachman never addressed the mechanism of Shkiv Mira. Reb Nachman addressed the makor of Shkiv Mira. Here's what you heard from Reb Nachman. Here's what you misunderstood the way you heard it. You heard him say, no, you're wrong. It's not that the Torah gives us a new form of Yerusha. It's that the Rabbanan gave us a new form of Kinyan without an act of Kinyan. That's not what he said. Where did Reb Nachman ever say that? He said a Shkiv Mira is not sourced in the Torah. The Rabbanan created the concept of Shkiv Mira. He never said what the Shkiv Mira is. So what he meant to say was Eina Shel Torah, but the way that the Rabbanan were Metaken Shkiv Mira is as the equivalent of Yerusha. So Asa'uhu, they made the type of Avara, which is Kishel Torah, what it would have been had there been such a concept in the Torah. So all along when we were talking about the idea of analogs to Yerusha, we didn't even understand the implications of that idea. We thought they were like vague comparisons. But in fact, there's a true analog in the sense of being able to give over something that otherwise you wouldn't have given over with a kinyan. So now that's very interesting, because then it raises a completely different question. Suppose now a Shkiv Mira attempts to give over something that cannot be given over in a kinyan. So let's say that the Shkiv Mira says, the fruits from this tree, which is a Dovah Shelo Ba'al Yoylam, shall be given to Mr. So-and-so after my death. Or he says, my home belongs to my family, but Mr. So-and-so has the rights to live in my home. Now that, neither of those things can be achieved in a kinyan. The first, because it's a Dovah Shelo Ba'al Yoylam. The second was, because there's no entity. Only an entity can be given over as a kinyan. You can sell the right to a home for living in, but you can't sell the living in. You can make an agreement, if you're there, you'll pay me. Fine. But that has nothing to do with ownership, with haknah. So, l'chor, if you're telling me that by creating a Shkiv Mira, I've created a yoresh, so I should be able to do anything, because a yoresh would have those rights. We'll explain, obviously. Therefore, brings the Gemara a remarkable thing. The same Reb Nachman that we just clarified holds that Shmuel himself would have said that in a case where the rights to the collection of a loan were given over by Matna Shkiv Mira, that Shmuel is meida, that you can no longer be meichelet, which means you're giving over something as a yoresh, not as a koneh. Nonetheless, the same Reb Nachman, Omar Rav Omar Reb Nachman, Shkiv Mira Sha'amar, Yidor Ploni Bebayet Zeh. Let so-and-so live in this property. Or Yochal Ploni Peirot Dekel Zeh, which is a Dover Shalom Ba'olam. Lo Maklum. It's a completely useless, meaningless statement. The only way he could do it was by doing what he would be doing if he were giving a normal kinyan. So in a normal kinyan, if you want somebody to be able to have the rights to live in the house, what do? You give him a kinyan on the house, insofar as he has the right to live in it, not insofar as the right to sell it. That's a Kenyan paris.
If you're letting the world, is that the
English.
If you're letting his world.
There's no such thing. There is no will. No, whichever you have a will. A will is a matna shkiv mira. There's no other will. It's a meaningless statement. There's no such thing as a will. I'm very concerned about this. After an entire mesecht, you're asking me if you wrote it as will. What is a will? What else is a will? Where did you ever hear there's such a thing as a will? We heard, according to Rabbi... Listen, let's clarify one more time so we don't get mixed up. There's basically three different things that can be achieved that you're calling a will. We can't get confused between them. There's a concept called Aliba Rav Yochanan ben Broka Vaya Biyom Hinchilo Ad Banav, that he has the ability... Very limited, because he can only choose between his current heirs. He could say such and such a son should get 90%. That he can do. That would be the closest we could get to what you're calling a will. He certainly can't say, give my money to a dasa. There's no such will. That's possible. Impossible. Now, there's something that's similar to a will, which is a matna shkiv mira, which over there, We would even write it up, but it's not written. The point of it is not to be written as a legal document. It's kichtuvim v'chim surim dami, something that is given by a shchivim, is the equivalent of an actual contract that was written mechayim. But it's not a will. There is a pretend will, which is an analog to a will, which is what we use nowadays when people come to religious people will come to a lawyer to write a will that is going to work bidin Torah. So that only pretends to be a will. It's not a last will and testament that has validity as a testator. There's no testator here. And what there is a guy giving a gift, and he builds this gift in such a way that allows him to retain the rights to the peres. That's called a living will in English now, as I said many times. It's very, very popular as a contemporary vision. First of all, because it keeps the control of the property out of your kids' hands, which means that they can't throw you out of the house and make sure you don't even have an old age home, you know. So this way, at least you know that you have money. But it also is important for the IRS. You save taxes tremendously, right? So you're giving away everything you own, except that you have exactly the same income that you always had, even though you don't own any of the things you own, because you're controlling the payroll. But you can't really call that a will. So we give it the name a living will. But that is not what we're talking about over here. Because that, as you will recall, doesn't refer to things that you wouldn't have an ability to be actually makna, such as b'sha'at gisisato, even Ali ben Rabbi Meir. So it's not this case. This case is very, very different. This is a special thing. Where does it come from? So here we seem to have a machlokas. Does it come from a new mechanism called ha'avarat ha'nachala? Is it a form of netinat ha'nachala? Is it that's an esmachta bi'alma, and it really works as a kinyan because of gemira's das, as a takana? Or is it even more? Does it work as the equivalent of a rabbanan yerusha? But it doesn't work by writing. That's not the point. You can write it up, but it works by the giving of a shchiv mira. So now finally we have all of these issues clear. By the way, we're putting together here in the closing of these sugyas, the different types of matanos and kinyonim. We have certain types of final kinyonim. So we have the finality of shushbinos, of mohar, of sivlonos, of tenoya ktuva, the dinim of Yerusha. These are final. The dinim of gifts that are the equivalent of Yerushas, or matnat shchivmera. So these are finalized kinyonim. Each one has different inyanim, but the reason that we're finding them all together here in Perek Mishemet is because that's it. That's final. So this becomes now the final description of the various ways in which such types of kinyanim apply b'chayav v'lachar moto. So now we have a strange situation, right? Because the same Reb Nachman who is enabling the sale of a chov, there's no shtar, and say that it takes the loan itself, is still saying that you can't actually give over the perot dekel, or do you give over the rights to live in a house. What you'd have to say is, tnu bayit zeh laploni v'yidorbo, give the house to the guy to live in, which means that he has kinyonim in the physical home that allow him to be dar. That's what it means. No, you're not giving him the house. We've seen this throughout the Masechta. You're giving him the entity in the house for this purpose. So just like you can have a tree in a field. You can have peros because I have ownership in it vis-a-vis this point. So it's the same way where I have ownership in something. Let's say if I buy an easement. I have ownership in your property, but only for this purpose, to be able to drive through it. But that's an actual kinyan in the land. You mean to whom do the rights to sell the house belong to? To the person who sold the rights to live in it. Of course, who's going to want to buy a house you can't live in? That's another question. Fine.
Why can't you live?
Well, because again, it depends. Is it permanent? Is it only as long as he lives? I mean,
the ocean don't.
But I'm just pointing out that there's not much value to a house that can't be lived in. It depends. We saw before. It depends if he says va'acharav. It depends on the context. Those are details, basically. So therefore, if he says tnu baitzer, tnu dekel zel leploni v'yochal perotav. So Wait a minute. So now you're saying, I'm very confused. L'meimra d'savra Nachman milta d'ita b'bari ita b'shchimira d'leta b'bari leta b'shchimira. What? I thought the whole point is Rav Nachman doesn't hold. Now you're saying that really a shchimira can only do what a bari can do. But Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman shchimira she'amar tnu halva'ati leploni halva'ato leploni. This is weird. Because, I mean, this is basically the halacha we saw before. If a shchiv mira goes over and says, it gives over a halva, which is the chiv that somebody has to pay me, then that person owns the actual halva, and the guy pays him back, and not to the shchiv mira. There's no such thing in a bori, obviously, because there's no mamashut to a halva. And even where it's a tanai, it's only a shtar, it's only a lien. But how can you give the actual halva'a? So apparently he holds you can do things with a milva, or you can do things as a shkiv mira that you can't do as a bari. Rav Papa Amar, the reason for that is simple. It's because halal v'yoresh, you're shot. The point is that what is being given is the equivalent of a yerusha. But it has to be something that will be given as a Yerusha. The right to live in the house isn't given the Yerusha. The house is given as the Yerusha. The right to the Paris of the Dekel isn't given Yerusha. The Dekel is given as Yerusha. And Mamela, you have the right to the Perot. Therefore, if you're trying to achieve the same thing as Yishchid Mirah, that's precisely what you have to do. Give the rights to the Dekel. Give the rights to the Bayit. But the very thing that would be given in Yerusha, Rav Nachman never said that the only things that are given b'Yerusha are the things that are given b'Kinyanim. Where did he ever say such a thing? All he's saying is that if it's something that you need to perform the equivalent of a Kinyan on with the Kinyan of a Shchiv Mira, then if it doesn't work as Yerusha, it can't be something magical. It doesn't go beyond the Kinyan of a Bari. It's the equivalent of a Kinyan of a Bari, or the Arusha of a Bari, but this is neither. There's no such mechanism anywhere for inheriting the ability to live in a house. You don't inherit the ability to live in a house. You inherit the house, Mashenka, and a loan. You inherit the ability to collect a loan. That's the point of your age. Therefore, since I hold, as we've already explained, that the mechanics of the Takana of Shchiv Mira, be them even only Darabanan, are the equivalent of an Ersatz Yerusha, so then if you could be Yorish, you can also give it as a matna Shchiv Mira. Shchiv Mira shikatav ko nechassav liachirim v'shir karka koshu matanato kayemet. Lo shir karka koshu ein matanato kayemet, if he gets better. Mantana de azlina batarum dena omra nachman rabbi shime b'manasi the tanya. Harisha alach b'no l'midinat ayam v'shama shemeit b'no v'yamad v'katav ko nechassav liachir. ואחר כך בא בנון, מתנתו מתנה, רבי שמעון בן מנשה אומר, אין מתנתו מתנה, שמלא היה יודע, שבנו קיים, לא היה כותבה. רבי ששת אמר, דמישתס רבי שמעון שזורי, דתניא. בראשונה היו אומרים, היוצא בקולר, ואמר, כתבו גט לאשתי, הרי לא יכתבו ויתנו, אבנו אינצי תנו. חזרו לו מעד, עד שביצעו אף המפרש לים, והיוצא בשיירת למדבר. רבי שמעון שזורי אומר, אף המסוכן. רב נחמן, והייתם אלו מוקים אלו כרבי שמעון שזורי, ושאני אדם, די אמר כתבו, obviously we're talking over here, we didn't say anything. רב ששת, והייתם אלו מוקים אלו כרבי שמעון במנסיה. That's an עומדת and a מוקה, that's shiny. So מה נתן לו דתנו רבון הראש היה חולה, הוא מוטל במיטה, ואמרו לו, נכסך למי, ואמר להם, אוי, דומה שיש לי בן, עכשיו שאין לי בן, נכסי לפלוני, or ayakolom mutav mitav amlon echazav lami amar lamai domesh ishti meuberet achshav sheni ishti meuberet echazav leploni and then nodashi yesh lo ben or nodashi ta ishto meuberet en matanato matana so lemi Reb Shimon Menasi velo rabbanan, of course not a few tamer rabbanan daime quote shiny actually the gari lo my gari lo no because ma de tamer tsari with a kamatker kamash malan that's the equivalent of a tnai. Omer Rabbi Zer, Omer Rabbi Nein, Lamadat Shri Mirashi Minatora, Shinem Rava, Havar Temet, Nachalatolavito, which teaches us that Yechel Chahavara Acherachi Kazo. What could that possibly be? Aha, three guesses. First two don't count. This is a Zimata Shri Mira. Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravomi Achon, Tatemet Nachalatole Achiv, Lechav. So Yechel Chanetina Acherachi Kazo. Because it will be by the Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Omer. In all of the other Yerushot Nem Rabbeim Netina, Dafke to the Bat, it says Havara. Why? Because in the Chashim Ma'avir, Nachalam Yishevet L'Shevet El Bat, Ho Ilu V'Nau V'Ala Yershimota. Rebbe Zera, my time alo Omer, Mi Untatem, because it worked at a crow. Rumanash Bar Yirmi Omer Miach, by Amim Ahim Chalach Iskiyo Namut, ויבוא אליו ישעיהו בן אמוץ הנביא ויאמר אליו קום השם צב לביתך כי מת אתה ולא תחיה פרטי בצוואה בעלמא רומי בר יחזקאל אומר מיוחא ואחיתופל ראה כי לא נעשתה עצתו ויחבוש את החמור וילך אל ביתו אל עירו ויצב אל ביתו ויחנק קלירלי בצוואה בעלמא תנא רבנו שלושה דברים ציווה אחיתופל את בניו אל תהיו במחלוקת, ואל תמרדו במלכות בית דוד, ויום טוב של עצרת, ברור, זירו חיטים. מרזורת רומנן, בלול. יתמר מן הרדה, משמד רבי יעקב, לא ברור means, ברור literally. ולא בלול, בלול ממש, אלא אפילו בלול ורוח צפנית מן השבתו, זהו ברור. אומר לו רבי אבא לרבי אשי, ענן, don't rely on אחיתופו. We look to רבי יצחק פרבדימי, מתנין עלה. Don't forget about Vadimi, Motzei Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, which is the time of the din on the Mayim. That's when you should look at the weather. So if there are kotzofim, Lashan Amaracha, Nataka Petzafon, Nanim Svechim Balei Bati Batzuvim, Nashikish Meshana Merubim, Perot Markivim, Natak Lapei Darom, Aniim Atzuvim Balei Batim Svechim, Nashikish Meshana Muatim, Uperot Mishtabrim, the prices go up. Nata klape mizracha kos mechim. You have year-round supply. Klape ma'arava kol atzuvim. V'raminu mizrachit l'olam yafa, ma'aravit l'olam kasha, ruach tzvonit yafa l'chitim b'sha'a she'iviyo shalish, kasha l'zeitim b'sha'a she'yanitzu, ruach d'romit kasha l'chitim b'sha'a she'iviyo shalish, v'yafa l'zeitim The simon is clear. Shulchan betzafon umnorah bedarom. I'm arbedi day. I'm arbedi day. No kashal no. Tanya b'shalom er yom tov shalatzer barus sibni yafel chalashana kula. Omer zed ayum akamadarit shata. I chamim kula shata chamima. I karir kula shata karir olamayn afkibina. Netvilato shekoyin gadol. V'rov amar v'nachman. The whole thing is a exercise in futility, because a matan shchibira is min rabbanu bi'almi. The point being, shemati tarev da'ato alav, mi'om rav nachman, ha'kev am rav nachman, ha'fagad yom ha'shmuel, ha'mukhir shtarchov l'kaviru v'kazarim l'kolom b'chul. And for that matter, afilu yoreish mochel, nonetheless, mode shmuel, that the owner of the loan still owns the loan. And im, in those cases, but im netano matana, apparently, he actually sold the loan. Because he's like the oresh of the loan. He didn't say how it works. It's eina shel Torah, but the mechanism is a sa'uka shel Torah, like a oresh. Omar Rav Amram Nachman Shchimira Shamar Yidor Poloni Babayitze Yochah Poloni Perotekes Alama Klum Ad Shemar Tnu Bayitze Leploni for the purposes of Yidorba or Tnu Dekas Leploni for Vyochah Perotap. But so the member of the servant Nachman Mil to Yitib Bari Yitib Shchimira to let the Bibari let the Shchimira. I thought you can give a loan. Omar Rav Amram Nachman Shchimira Shamar Tnu Avati Leploni Avata Leploni. And this is certainly not possible for a Bari. Rav Papa Omar knew that's because Ho'o v'yoreish, Yorsha.